Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Maurice Brisbois as my special expert guest. Maurice is CEO and President of Upper 49th Imports, Canada's leading provider of performance nutrition products. Upper 49th distributes several leading-edge sports nutrition product lines in Canada, including Next Nutrition, Optimum Nutrition, Advant Edge, IDS, Lean System 7, Zone Perfect, Labrada Nutrition, SAN, and of course EAS. High-quality American brands are imported from the U.S. and supplied directly to thousands of retailers across Canada. Upper 49th is a highly adaptive and successful company with a proven track record of excellent sales and service. Their main office and distribution center is in Oakville, Ontario, right here in Canada. Hi, Maurice. Welcome to Sports Nutrition Update.
Hi, Corey. How are you today?
Let's talk about your personal involvement in health and fitness, Maurice. I know that you have a background in bodybuilding. You were a former Manitoba heavyweight champion and competed in the 80s. What attracted you to the sport of bodybuilding?
I first got into the sport when I was 13, 14 years old. When you start to notice the opposite sex, you're trying to find an advantage that will help you acquire them. And that's what I did, basically. I started working out, and I got into it more and more over time, and actually fell in love with it after watching Pumping Iron. I didn't even know who Arnold Schwarzenegger was at the time until the movie, and then it wasn't long after that that I was out buying Wildcat supplements and super arm blasters for my home gym.
So bodybuilding, what did it bring you closer to self? Was it just about what you looked like? Was it about how you felt?
It's brought a lot of different things. Obviously, I wanted a result, obviously changing my physique, but I learned that it gave me great discipline at the same time. I know that if I wanted certain results, I had to follow certain programs, to follow my diet, to be consistent with training, to try different training routines, and to always keep inspired by reading magazines or by reading anything that I could in regards to nutrition or training, rest, you name it.
So when someone engages in bodybuilding, they're almost always going to find out about sports supplements.
This day and age, absolutely. At one time, the experts would tell you to eat basically milk protein from a box. And that was, you know, the minimum you can get away with. That would be considered very raw, very poor quality protein today.
Liver. Remember ground up liver powder?
That's right. Desiccated liver tablets, you name it, or the Supro 90 soy tablets. You know, there's all sorts of, they were high protein, but the quality was just
poor. And the stuff had value back then.
It did have value, but it was the inception of the industry, realistically. It was raw. It was very unsophisticated at that time.
And so now it's really evolved, hasn't it? It's really taken a leap forward.
Absolutely.
So with bodybuilding now on the cutting edge of health, because we know that weight training is essential to wellness, mm-hmm. We're trying now to bring people that are not into weight training, that are not into athletics, into sport nutrition. What's the best way to do that?
The best way, obviously, is the mediums, having people who are successful representing us. It'd be great to, obviously, if Jennifer Aniston or Brad Pitt openly talked about their training. I mean, this will obviously bring the masses to our sport. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger brought great things to the sport. He may be the senator of California.
That's exciting.
It is.
Only in America, huh?
That's right.
So you're bringing American sports products up from the States.
Yes.
What kind of reputation does America have for sports nutrition? Aren't they the mecca of the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, I first really fell into the industry when I was training in Venice, California in the late 80s, early 90s. And I tried some products out there that were absolutely fantastic compared to the Canadian products at the time. And I actually met David Jenkins from Next Proteins, Next Nutrition, and started working with him. And he came out with Designer Protein, which is still one of the standards in the industry today.
I can't think of anything finer than Designer Protein, but you're right. It is a standard when it comes to whey protein isolate and the technology and the research that goes into protein chemistry, whey peptides. I mean, you and I have learned so much from Next Nutrition.
Absolutely. Great team. A great team of people.
And their quality, the focus is very, very strong. and the chemistry, the biology. I mean, really, there's just nothing that's lacking there, is there?
There isn't. They're strictly a protein company.
Now, let's talk about Upper 49th Imports. Tell us about the company, how it got started. There's people out there that are thinking about business. They're thinking about starting something. They're not sure what to do. How does someone get into the supply manufacturing distribution field?
Well, it started out as, truthfully, I think to be successful in anything long-term, you have to have a passion for it. Realistically, you do. I loved bodybuilding. I loved to be able to be successful in it, but I knew I had to do certain things. And in doing those certain things, this diet was one of them. Having the right protein products would definitely help me achieve the physique that I wanted. Like anybody else, you know, what I try and do is try and pay for that protein the best way I can by selling it. And that's exactly the way it started. It snowballed into something fantastic. It really did.
So your passion, you made your passion your life, your work.
It is.
That's ideal. I mean, can it get any better or what?
At this point in time, it's really good, but I do think there will be something in the future. Obviously, everybody changes and transforms over time, but I don't think sports nutrition is my ultimate calling, but I think it's been excellent to take me this far so far.
And Upper 49th has done so much for Canada in terms of education, providing fantastic products to the consumer. But you guys are, you know, almost exclusively responsible for setting a new standard in sports nutrition, of which is really a thriving component of the health food retail business right now, isn't it?
It is. We did a survey a little while ago, actually comparing the U.S. to Canada. About 35% of the sales in a health food store is sports nutrition. So a retailer has to realize that sports nutrition is a fundamental part of their business. It really is.
And it's not just something that's for athletes that compete in sport.
Not at all. I mean, most of the people consuming these products are just active people. Realistically, they're looking for a little bit of an edge to recuperate a little better, to be able to get better results from their training. And that's exactly what these products do.
And also for maybe aging people who don't have the resources of youth, and so they can bring the supplements in. And it ties in beautifully also with the philosophy of wellness and natural foods, doesn't it?
It does. These products that we produce are really easy to digest, especially for people who are a little older and have some issues with that.
And they're easy to take, aren't they?
Absolutely. Even easier every day. They're becoming better tasting. They're becoming more convenient. You're finding them in more places. It's growing.
Now, Upper 49th was the first recipient of the CHFA Sports Nutrition Supplier of Excellence Award, and congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What qualities in your company do you think can be attributed to your success and this recognition? How did you earn this?
We are consistent every day at what we do, and we're always looking to become better at what we do. So we're raising the bar of consistency, we're raising the bar of quality in everything that we do, whether it's importation, warehousing, distribution, the representation of the products, the marketing of the products, making the products compliant for the Canadian consumption, all the different things that we do to be able to make the products available in larger markets for Canadians.
Now, how do the standards of compliance compare from Canada to America? Are there some major differences, aren't there?
There are. There are, for instance, vitamin C is able to be used in both countries, but it's the types of vitamin C, for that matter, the types of vitamin E, or you know, those are some of the bigger issues. Not necessarily the vitamins themselves, but the sources of the vitamins. Say if you have a meal replacement that you have to follow a vitamin component, but an amount and a type. So they are fundamentally different than the U.S. on a meal replacement or a nutritional supplement.
Now, would it be fair to say that in America there's more freedom as it's applied to distribution of these products compared to Canada?
Yes, there is currently. There's absolutely more freedom in the U.S. But at the same time, that is good, but I believe that in Canada we do have some more conservative bodies, but that's not necessarily bad all the time. It's not. It will affect our choices, but I think if we push and we push in the right places, we can get most of these products compliant in Canada.
Now, we got some new regs coming out in January.
Yes, we do.
Vitamins are now being classified as NHPs. Mm-hmm. It seems as if we're moving forward. We've got some people in the Canadian government that are actually trained in naturopathic medicine and have mm-hmm. some understanding of the industry, which is a big lift for the industry.
They have to have an understanding of our industry, especially because our industry is becoming very, very prevalent in the natural health products.
It's generating some pretty strong dough, too.
It is.
People are going into health food stores, they're buying the products, and from every walk of life.
Absolutely. We employ a lot of people. Sports nutrition employs a lot of people across the country. That's a fact.
That's good to hear. Now, as far as I know, you guys are number one. You're the number one supplier in Canada. Do you have any predictions for the future? Like, where do you see sports nutrition evolving? Like, I know that you're into mass right now. I was in 7-Eleven the other day and bought a Detour bar. So I would assume that you're moving into every possible outlet that's out there to get to the consumer.
Yes, we're doing our very best to be able to do that. Part of our strategy is to find emerging brands and bring these brands to the specialty health food market. As these products and brands become more mature and are more widely accepted, then move them into the larger channels. But always recognizing and appreciating that the specialty market, the specialty health food store, is the real staging position for these products of the mass markets for the future. I mean, there's no reason why we all can't survive in every channel.
So they started in the health food store, and so you're going to be true and loyal to that.
Absolutely.
But just branch from there.
For sure. We'll continue to bring products to the specialty health food retailer, and eventually these products may migrate into larger channels. But as they migrate, we'll be bringing in new products. It's just part of the evolution of the product.
Now, you're the exclusive Canadian distributor of EAS and actually introduced that line into Canada. Can you tell us about Bill Phillips, who a lot of people have heard about? They've read his book, The Body for Life Challenge, and how that whole thing got started? Because it's really quite an interesting story.
Bill is, well, he is a complete icon in the industry. He has really brought sports nutrition to a level to say where Arnold Schwarzenegger brought bodybuilding to a level. Obviously, they're interrelated, and it's a great thing. Bill is super successful and a hard, hard working man, no doubt about it. And he has great people who follow him, without a doubt. And it's been a great part of his success. He's a great leader. He believes in what he does. And he writes about it all the time. He does that.
And that's in Muscle Media magazine?
In the past, more so in Muscle Media, but obviously he's got his publishing company going now and with his new books coming out. So we have, obviously he did The Body for Life, and he has some other books that he's working on at this point in time also.
Now, in a nutshell, what is Body for Life, the book, all about? Is it a concept? Is it a way of eating, a way of training?
It's a way of training and eating. It's a lifestyle, basically. It's about not one thing. It's about a number of things that work in synergy to create a result for a long period of time. That's the thing about bodybuilding. And a competitive bodybuilding, you are peaking for a day. I mean, you work hard. And the result is far beyond what's normal and far beyond what's sustainable. So a body for life is exactly that. It's a body for life. Something that you can look at in the mirror every day and go, I can live with this. This is great.
So the average Joe, more or less, sees this, is appealed by it, and says to himself or herself, hey, that's the way I'd like to look and feel. It's not too abstract, not like the bodybuilder on stage, but that's a nice-looking physique. It's a healthy-looking physique, and that's part of what is drawing these people into it.
Exactly. It's an attainable physique. You know, when you look at some of the top bodybuilders today, I mean, it may be attainable, but probably not. So why would you want to get involved at 99.9% failure rate? You're not going to get to that level. But you look at the Body for Life competitors, I mean, realistically, those physiques, they are attainable. They're right there in front of you. I mean, they're not unreasonable. They're not.
So to get involved with this challenge, basically, how does it work for the Canadian consumer right now?
Well, basically, you go onto upper49.com and you download a kit, follow the program, send the kit in, and then it's graded. That's basically it.
And it's a minimum time of, is it 12 weeks?
It's 12 weeks, yes.
Okay, so you follow the guidelines and all the information is pretty much provided.
That's right.
So this is like an experience that anybody could just ride through just for the experience.
That's right. And hopefully the experience will be a lifelong one.
Because a lot of it touches the emotions, doesn't it? A lot of these people's lives are changed.
Absolutely. That's a part of it. You know, you write about the changes that this program has done for you. That's a part of the challenge itself.
Yeah, I've always been sensitive to that, and reading some of those stories written by some of the winners of the Body for Life Challenge. I mean, their marriages were affected, the relationships with their kids, their husbands, work relations. They're actually redefining their life as in the same way they were getting connected to a new way of training and sort of almost like they were being liberated.
Absolutely. They get control. That's exactly what it is. It's about making commitments and being consistent with yourself and doing it. That's really it.
Now, whey protein, glutamine, HMB, creatine, these things aren't new, and they're still like rocks in the industry. I use them. I know that you do. Anything new coming out? Is there anything on the horizon that you feel is going to help revolutionize or take us to the next level?
There are a few things. Obviously, delivery systems is a big thing these days. I mean, getting the nutrient into the muscle or into the body, for that matter, more efficiently is great, because you can use less product and get the same or better effect. And there's a number of products coming out like that right now. There's a product called MetaCell that has a few components in it, one of them being synephrine is a major component, and also inositol. Inositol increases your insulin response, so you will drive more of the creatine into the muscle. The potentin, I believe it is the shuttling aspect of the synephrine of creatine into the muscle. So that's definitely one of the new products that are coming out onto the market, and I believe delivery systems will definitely change our industry again.
So through research and investigation, these experts in the field are discovering new ways to bring the same material into the cell, but doing it more efficiently, so that probably less is going to be required?
Less will be better.
Less equals more.
Exactly.
It's almost like a homeopathic philosophy, where you take something and dilute it, but you improve its potency in the process.
That would be the idea.
And then we were talking prior to our interview about this vital force, this life that you feel is going to also come into the matrix of supplements in the new era.
I believe this will happen in the future. There's one thing that, you know, I can say from my own experience, is that when I'm not eating enough whole and real food and I'm eating, you know, I'm surviving on supplements, I mean, that's really not the way to go. I mean, supplements are exactly that. They're supplements. They help you supplement your protein intakes on a good, healthy diet. If we can get the life forces into our protein supplements, the enzymes, as you were speaking of early, Corey, and different components like that, it'll be amazing to see that these sports supplements actually do become more than supplements. They become sports foods. And that does have potential for the future.
That's exciting.
That is.
That's something to look forward to.
It is.
Because I think what I experience as a bodybuilder is when you're standing in front of the mirror looking at yourself, some people might see the glory, but you're seeing the weakness. And I think that maybe that's what we do in the sport field too. We're thinking, how can we make this thing better? How can we defy gravity or nature and overcome some of the limitations associated with age by making something that we know that works even better and finer, and then bring that to the masses and then educate them at the same time?
Absolutely. I think that's indicative of the world around us. So take a look at everything from automobiles to you name it. I mean, the technology is there and we'll utilize that.
So it's about science. I mean, there's a lot of science going on in this field, isn't there?
Absolutely. Science is a driving force in the field.
Now, Upper 49th is an official sponsor of the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, and I understand you've enrolled your entire sales force.
Yes, we have.
How important is education to the future and growth of sports nutrition in Canada?
It's hugely important. Our people are similar to other industries. Let me put it this way. We're trying to emulate, but differently at the same time, say the pharmaceutical industry. We're trying to have our people as educated as possible about the products. I mean, how can you sell something that you really don't have a clear understanding about? And believe me, I want every single one of our salespeople to know much more than I do. That's really important. I'll work on some things to help them have the platform to be able to continue to work, but they better be smarter than I am about what they're selling. They have to be. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes more than sense. I mean, it seems like there's nothing so viable as having a sales force and an individual contained with the information that they need to be able to present to the prospect about the supplement that they're trying to move.
And the beauty of it is we're not only taking it to the retailer to trying to educate them, we're leaving them with the materials on a concentrated basis, a quick and dirty on each of the products for them to understand the products as best as possible so they can actually talk to the consumer. So we're trying to transcend that information from the educator such as yourself right to the consumer.
Yeah, and until recently there was no structured education program. One of the concerns about our industry is that there's no minimum level of education required to work in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from the, say, the conventionalists, the pharmacists, the medical doctors, the even the naturopaths or the chiropractors. They're looking at our industry saying, okay, you're dispensing this product, but there's no certification required. Even personal trainers are certified, and yet that's not regulated as such. So I think that what you're doing is obviously the good guys, and I've always felt this way, the good guys put time and energy into education. They're concerned about it, whereas anyone else might be only concerned about moving the product as quickly as possible and sort of buy into the trends as they come out.
I suppose so, but we've never run a used car lot, so that's the way I feel about our business.
Yeah, that's well put. Now, I have been eating this thing that I call the most awesome sports nutrition bar that I've come across, the Detour Bar. I mentioned that, but it's got to be one of the best tasting sports bars that I've ever tried. And it's also clean. I mean, I know that Next Nutrition has put effort out into making a number of different bars, but I think they've really come on to something. How's that bar doing and what's it all about?
The bar has taken the industry by storm, no doubt about it. It's been absolutely crazy for us. It's a great product. It really is. David Jenkins is true to the industry in every sense of the word. I mean, he's a businessman, no doubt about it. He's an Olympic athlete. He is not following a trend. He's creating a trend. Realistically, he has created a new category called the triple layered bar. And this bar tastes as good as a Snickers bar. And this is definitely the future of the industry also. It's definitely about taste. It's about mouthfeel. It's you want to eat something that tastes bad and is good for you, you know? Did I say that right? No, I didn't. I said it does not taste bad. It tastes great and you think is bad.
Yeah.
But it's great for you.
Because most of us are used to substances that taste great, but we know they're bad. So what we're doing is it's almost like a reverse psychology where we're wondering, like, how the heck does this thing taste so good, but it's good for me at the same time?
Right. Why would I want to eat anything bad?
Now, this is a functional product, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In what way does it increase function? Like, what can I expect as a consumer when I put this bar in my body? What is it supposed to do?
Well, just on a psychological aspect, it'll definitely curb your craving, for one. But it's protein. It's 30 grams of designer whey protein. I mean, I don't think you can ask for anything better.
So we got 30 grams of high-quality protein coming in the bar. And what does the average chocolate bar contain? Like not even 1, maybe 2 grams?
Something like that, and all carbs.
And a whack of sugar.
The worst stuff.
So when we take in carbohydrates into the body with less or an equal amount of protein, is this a one-to-one ratio?
It's close. It's a one-to-one.
So we're not going to end up with this high elevation of insulin as a consequence. We've got some balance going on.
Not only that, it's a big part of the sugar aspect is glycerin, which is actually burns like a fat instead of a carb, so it really doesn't affect your blood sugar either. So it even gives you better than a one-to-one ratio of, say, a good quality protein and sucrose, for that matter, say a chocolate bar.
Right.
It's better quality sugars, better quality fats, better quality protein. I mean, it's a real thing.
So this is a good bar to take maybe in the afternoon when you're getting hungry, but it's not quite dinner time?
I would say that's a great time to take it, definitely.
And also, I have found, being very practical, on like an airplane or when you're traveling, when you don't have access to some decent food?
Flying these days is worse than ever, honestly. You know what? I think we should get on Tango or somewhere and just give these things out for a month. I think we'd influence a lot of people that way, no doubt about it. I remember actually sitting on a plane and having my Detour bar on the tray in front of me, and the flight attendant pointed at the bar and went, "Those are awesome." I said, "I wish we could serve one to everybody on the plane."
Yeah, I don't get it. Why the airlines aren't moving at least one of them, it would be nice to see at least one of them take a move in that direction where they start bringing in some sports supplements. I think maybe the sports bar would be the most practical thing to start with.
It would be great.
Even have a kiosk at an airport. I know in Vancouver that they actually make protein shakes. And I've had a couple of them, but they're still not onto the whey protein isolate. They're using, I think, a cheaper soy protein. But it'd be nice to have this available to the health-conscious person. And I think it's slowly starting to move in that direction.
It is. There's all sorts of smoothie shops that are coming out now that are using whey proteins as a steady part of their programs, actually.
Now, just getting into a little bit about putting a nutrition package together, where does a person start? Like, what are some of the most important products coming into the nutrition regime? Like, does a person start with protein or creatine or vitamins? How do you see that?
Personally, I'm a protein buff. Honestly, I believe that that's the number one product for an athlete. As far as supplementation goes, obviously vitamins are important. Obviously minerals are important. Essential fats are important. These are all important. But for me, protein is the most important counting macronutrient of the day, being a bodybuilder.
Can't build muscle out of thin air, right?
You cannot.
Or even carbohydrates, although they fuel the body, they're not supplying that nitrogen
exactly.
that the body needs.
Exactly.
So what makes whey so good? Like, why wouldn't a person just eat sashimi or canned tuna? Why should they think about taking some whey protein? Because a lot of people think, well, I get enough protein already in my diet.
Well, obviously, whey protein is much easier to digest than any other protein out there. So after a workout, this is what I do anyways. After a workout, I take, 30 to 50 grams of a whey protein isolate, very fast-acting protein, within 30 to 40 minutes after my workout. And to help my muscles recuperate that quickly. Maybe a little bit of carbohydrate with it to help it shuttle the protein into the muscles, and maybe a bit of creatine with that. That is absolutely essential after every workout. I will not train unless I have my protein with me. I mean, really.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
Exactly. It's like a staple. I advocate the blender as the anchor of the diet and nutrition. Now, what about, do you have any essential fatty acid products?
We have a few new ones coming out. Actually, our SAN product line has a product called Lipidex, which is a real nice product. It has a nice structure of different types of fish oils and different types of vegetable oils in there. So it's a real nice product. Definitely.
Mixing the land with the sea.
Absolutely, yes.
So you're getting the essential fats with some of these longer chain, like I guess EPA, DHA.
That's right.
That sounds like a dynamic combination.
Mm-hmm. And we just got it in. And we're getting great response from it already, so which is... It's good because fats will be the future. I mean, everybody knows that everybody's flipping a label over and looking how much fat there's in the product. And that's one of the most ridiculous things you can do. You should be looking for more fat and less sugar, realistically. And quality fat, of course, and you want quality sugars. But just because something has no fat in it doesn't mean it's good for you.
Right. That concept is kind of outdated. I think that Udo Erasmus has made people aware of the value of fat.
Oh, for sure. But I think you have to be closer to understanding our industry to be able to understand that. But when you go into a grocery store and somebody's flipping over something and saying that I can't eat it because it has too much fat, I'm looking at the carb count first before I look at the fat count personally.
Now, I was in the gym today, and one of the girls, the members, was in there, and she was complaining about the leg press being too big for her body. And I think that you've probably seen this too, that there's a lot of machines and exercise equipment in gyms that don't take the dimensions of a female in mind. Now, I know that women are thinking and listening to this, and they're thinking, well, maybe a lot of this stuff is just for guys. But does this apply to women as well?
We're all human beings. I mean, realistically, obviously there are some slight differences. I mean, our hormone balances are different, but and our structures are different, but we all are fueled by the same nutrients.
So just different amounts of the same materials.
Exactly.
So a woman can take creatine and glutamine and whey protein. And what about these sports bars? Because I know that guys will sometimes eat anything and say they're okay, but you give it to a woman and they kind of spit it out or feel it's too heavy or whatever.
Well, the products that we carry, actually, we do have male-sized products. Let's say the Detour bar, for that matter. We have a large bar, an 80-gram-plus bar, but we also have a 40-gram bar, which is for a smaller appetite or for a female for that matter. So the serving size is different. The nutrients are the same.
So when a body is being exposed to intense exercise, the requirements for fuel increase, the requirements for micronutrients. There needs to be some science applied, and then the outcome in the long term is a high resilience, a body that can survive and stand the test of time.
That's right.
And stay lean through the process, because isn't that what everyone's struggling with now?
Oh, for sure. The funny thing is the leaner you get, it seems that the hungrier your body becomes at the same time, so the faster it becomes. So people who are slightly overweight are usually running slower. Their bodies operate slower than people who are lean. So if you look at competitive bodybuilders, as they get closer and closer to a contest, they actually start increasing their fuel. And they're eating more calories close to a contest than they are like actually in the off season. It's just that they got their body running that hot. But that takes time and to be able to really catch your metabolism and get it working for you. And that's a big process in itself. But you can get your body running hot, not as hot as that, let's say, but maintain it hot by maintaining a relatively low body fat. You will be able to eat more having a relatively low body fat.
And every time you eat a little bit of protein, especially intermittently in small portions or adequate portions, it also bumps up your metabolic rate?
For sure. Exactly. But you got to make sure you're doing that a number of times a day, 5-6 times a day. You know, these 3 meals a day just don't cut it. I'm sorry. It just doesn't.
So there's a process, and you teach that process, and your company is committed to the education to help people understand what to do.
Inside of our company, the blender is going often. People are always running to the kitchen having something to eat. We have a meeting, and people are they have their food in front of them for a 3-hour meeting. So that's okay with us. That's exactly the way we live. So that's expected.
Well, people ask me all the time what supplements, what brands I recommend, because they don't know. And I say, well, the first thing I do is I look at the CEO or the president. I say, is there a commitment to training? And I see that in you. Two, what about inside the operation? How do the people feel about their company? Is there passion? Are they committed? Are they living the life? And again, I see that. And three, let's examine the product quality. And you guys have put together lines of product that can stand the scrutiny of analysis. Probably no better than any other company in Canada.
We try and pick the best partners from the U.S. also. That definitely helps. So there's a definite screening process on who we do business with. And believe me, we don't take every product from the U.S. from our U.S. suppliers and bring them to Canada. We just don't. They have to go through a process inside of our company to figure out whether they're viable or not and whether the market wants them or not. And to tell you the truth, they have to meet our criteria. They do. We're not a big soy protein company. We're just not. You know, it's not that I don't believe in it. It's just that I don't believe in it to the degree of, say, animal proteins. I'm a flesh eater. I just am.
Nothing wrong with that. Myself as well. And, of course, there's a lot of data that would make me somewhat cautious about advocating soy ahead of, say, whey and other tissue proteins. So that's a good point. Well, guess what, Maurice? Our time is gone. And it's been excellent having you as my special guest. Before we bring our interview to an end, I just want to ask you, how can our listeners get to information about what your company is doing? You have a newsletter or your muscle magazines, or find out more about the Body for Life Challenge.
The best place to go inside of our company is upper49th.com. We have a forum on there where we have experts that will answer your questions on anything regarding training or diet. And if they can't answer the questions right away, we'll get them for you as quickly as possible.
Okay, so that's www.upper49th.com, upper49th.com. And your toll-free number, 1-800-787-7038.
That's right.
Okay, so for you people out there that want to bring this product into your store, and I recommend that you do, give Upper 49th a call and you'll experience what I consider to be a top-notch sales and service-oriented company. Thanks again, Maurice. And just before you go, would you mind leaving our listeners with a word or two of inspiration?
I've been very, very fortunate to be involved with a number of great people in this industry, being Corey for that matter, or Bill Phillips, or Charles Poliquin, or a number of people. I feel great about being in this industry, and I think if you're going to enjoy it to the extent that I have, you'll have a good time with it, for sure.
Thanks, Maurice. Thanks for your sincerity and your genuinity, and I really appreciate you having you as my guest.
Thank you, Corey.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is produced monthly and is a division of Holly Health Services located in Burnaby, British Columbia. For details regarding subscription, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free at 1-866-922-2229. This is Lisa Hawley, wishing you the very best of health and wellness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.